I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. Today I have the honor of talking to Kate Kowalczyk from Chicago. Are you in Chicago, Kate? Where are you?
I'm in the suburbs of Chicago called Arlington Heights. So yes, hello.
Arlington Heights, I've been there. Great town.
Thank you.
Kate, everybody is excited to hear your story. And the way we like to start all these Road to Diamond interviews off is to tell us, who were you, where were you, and what were you doing before Young Living?
Well, thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here. And in fact, I'm so honored that you are interviewing me because I met you a few years back at one of the events when you were on a main stage and I was just watching you. My story is really so long and I cannot do a long story. I came from Poland 31 years ago with no English, 4 suitcases, $140 in my pocket, and a 6-year-old daughter.
Wow.
I I don't see anything heroic about that, except I came to a new country to find a better living. So I started from the bottom of the bottom, first working in a local hospital as a cook's helper, not in Chicago, in little town Clarion, Iowa. Then I went and worked in a golf bag company making golf bags, and then moving to Chicago and going to college and getting a degree in accounting.
Wow.
So I pursued that and learned English, obviously, pursued my career. And 10 years into my career, I was actually fired because I was too expensive to the company. And on all days that I could get fired, it happened on Good Friday. And to me, it was just a symbol. And I was really dwelling on it. On Good Friday, I got fired. And as I was retelling my story, I was like, wait a minute. It was not Good Friday. It was the best Friday. So after that, I actually started my own company and I opened a company that was into wellness, massages, facials, UV-free spray tan, and on the other side, accounting, translations, and account services or office services to people who could not speak that language. So if you were really stressed about your taxes, you could go and get a massage on the other side.
Did you have a big sign on the wall that said facials, translation, and accounting?
I actually did, but not like that. I had big windows. So on one window actually did say massages, facials, spray tan, and the other one actually did say accounting, translations, insurance, anything I could do. So the only thing I did not do, I should have put right above that front door, I should have said, and here's the main door. I didn't do that. So
I love it.
So fortunately, I am an accountant, and fortunately, I know how to crunch the numbers. So everything in the business went exactly how it was supposed to be in my my little shop. And 4 years later, 5 years later into the business, the economy really collapsed. So there was my business and I moved everything home. Of course, not that UV-free tan. And that's when I was introduced to Young Living for the second time.
Okay. So tell us about the first time, because that's an interesting story. How did you know the person that introduced you to Young Living?
And what did he or she say to you that compelled you to take a look? And then we'll talk about what happened after that.
It was a friend that I met working in the gold bag company years ago.
Okay, let me make sure everybody's clear. Did you say a gold bag company?
No, not gold. Golf, like golfing, you know, with the
A golf bag company.
Yes, yes.
I should know. What was the name of the golf bag company?
Huck, H-A-W-K, Huck.
Yep.
And they actually had a headquarters in Chicago, but we were in little town in Iowa. So a friend I worked with, it was an instant connection because out of the 60 employees, many of them women, we were the only two that were wearing makeup. So we were buddies right away.
All right. So what, Kate, did she say to you that had you take a look?
Well, she was really just nagging. You have to get this. This is really great product. Get that product. Just take it. Just enroll. You will see. It's really good.
I think there's a book out about that called The Nag Approach to Building Your Network Marketing Empire.
Well, that's what she did. I did enroll.
All right. So you did enroll, but then you have a really interesting twist in your story because 3 or 4 months later, you quit.
Correct.
Why?
Well, first of all, I did not use enough product. I was buying about $50 or 50 PV, whatever you want to call it, $50 worth of product every month. So the minimum that would be required. She did entice me with money. And she did say, for all the purchases you will make, you actually will make money. And after a few months, I'm faithfully buying for $50 and I don't see a paycheck.
I think she slightly misrepresented the opportunity.
Perhaps I didn't understand it. And that's another thing. Sometimes we are just not ready to hear it.
Right.
And coming from that background and really coming from no money, and I will call it really coming from poverty, $50 a month, it was sounding like, oh my goodness, this is a fortune to spend on something I don't need.
Right. I get it. So how much time passed before you re-enrolled and what happened that you re-enrolled? What motivated you to rejoin?
5 years.
Wow.
5 years has passed. What motivated me, it was my own health, my own wellness. Now, 5 years have passed and my friend did not give up on me. She invited me to one of the teachings in Indianapolis. And that was called, I think, Super Saturday. And they had those once a month, I believe. So she invited me to go with her. And I agreed. And I went. And she didn't.
She did not.
But perhaps that was really a blessing. Because instead of working on our friendship, and we are great friends, I actually listened and was focused and listened to the lectures. And because at that point, I already had some issues that surfaced. When I used the product, I could not believe how quickly it worked. So that's really what got me into re-enrolling. And I would like to add this. When the first time I enrolled with basic kit and $50 a month. The second time, not only I understood more, I actually researched more. I was in a different place. My first order was almost $500, and the second order was over $500. And from that point, I understood that this is not about getting an oil. This is about lifestyle, that if I want to have results, I need to incorporate in my life.
Yes. Yeah. Bring the products into your life and into your home. Beautiful thing. So a couple of things I want to point out there that your sponsor, by the way, can we talk about who she is? Is she still in the business?
She's still in the business. She is wonderful. Her name is Gloria. I love her and I love her daughter. We have really close relationship with the daughter. So yeah, we can talk.
Yeah. All right. So Gloria, even though you'd been out of the business for 5 years, she followed up and invited you to an event.
Yes.
Really powerful. Okay, so that's a nugget for all of you listening, that leaders are born at events. And what I mean by that is people who are already leaders in life or ready for leadership, the best way to spark them is to get them to some kind of event, even if it's a class with four or five people. Even having somebody watch a video is an event where they sort of visualize that they're there in the audience or they're immersed in the message. And of course, the best kind of events are those that have lots of people at them and they go like all day. That's the best way to inspire leadership to jump out of your team. So kudos to Gloria. Another point I want to make, Kate, I want to ask you this question. Where do you think you'd be in Young Living today if you just somehow figured out how to carry on from the first time you enrolled?
Well, today I would have been on the very top, and I'm still working towards that.
Of course.
5 years, that's a really long time.
That's a long time of exponential growth of your sales organization. And based on what you've done so far, no doubt you would have been a Royal Crown Diamond by now, which, gosh, we don't even want to talk about how much income and how many lives impacted those 5 years cost you. But
yes,
let's not dwell on the negative. Let's dwell on the you got back in, which is extraordinary. And then once you got back in, Kate, what did you do? Like, did you launch immediately in building your business, or did you have some of that typical gestation period as a customer?
Well, I am the typical. I am the average what's considered in network marketing. I'm not the star that you would expect. For the first year, I used the product all to myself. I was really ashamed to open my mouth because I had a stigma about network marketing. I was ashamed because I was a serious lady. What do you mean? You're going to use an oil and it does that? Are you kidding me? It cannot happen. You are too serious. People are going to laugh at you. So for the first year, I said nothing to nobody except the closest friends. The closest meaning one really friend, my mother and my daughter. So I got them enrolled, kind of the same way as I got enrolled. You just have to use it, basically.
Right. You nagged.
So, yeah. I kind of was more direct. I didn't nag. I just said, this is what we are doing, and we did it.
I love that.
So that's what we did. However, after the first year, when I noticed my own benefits, how I felt versus how I used to feel. And then two things happened. One of them, one of my grandsons actually got into a little incident that I helped with. And then another friend, the one that actually enrolled almost with me, she had something that needed attention. And within a short period of time, all of that went away. And I just felt that I cannot be selfish enough and not to say anything, because it would be absolutely selfish seeing the result and not opening my mouth. So I started sharing, and I told you that I've been having this salon and I've been doing all those work. I actually worked 7 days a week, like literally. Towards the end, I even was teaching at the Northwestern Business College, a private college in Chicago, teaching accounting and taxation for individuals and for corporations. So I was coming to my classes with the diffuser and the oils. And the only thing I wish I knew back then, there is a structure that I need to watch, because I didn't, I had no clue. So I was just so passionate and bringing my diffuser and letting my students smell the oils and be exposed to the oils. And pretty soon they asked me if I would bring an oil to the class. So on our last day in December, which was a year later, they all enrolled. It was 15 students and they all enrolled.
Wow.
And of course,
that's gotta be a first.
Well, you know, I really wish I knew that, because I enrolled them all under me. I didn't do any organizational stacking. I didn't do any of that. And in fact, I enrolled 57 people like that on my first line. And in our company, in order to get to the highest rank, we just need 6 legs and smaller organization or organizations under them. So we fixed that later on, but this is really how I started and I never stopped.
Wow. So did something happen, Kate, besides you're very compliant, by the way, we'll have you teach a class on how to speak to the power of the products compliantly. Beautiful job there. Did something happen in that period of time that changed your outlook about network marketing?
Absolutely. Finally, I understood that network marketing is nothing different than just a different kind of business or different structure business. It is a kind of a business that has the possibility of empowering people to have their own business at very little investment, which I did not understand that before. Remember about the salon I own? We actually invested my and my husband's money into the salon, $120,000 of hard cash. We didn't Wow. have loans. It was our cash. And we were not able to get even a penny back after Yep. closing 7 years in business, and I was not able to get even a penny back. So comparing $120,000, $200. Wow, you know, that's a really a huge difference. Huge yeah. difference.
You didn't have to sign a lease or hire employees or any of that. Right.
So that changed my perception. And then seeing how I can actually empower people to have their businesses that they choose to have at the level that they choose to have, at the time that they choose to invest, because it really is all that. When I opened my salon, I was there 7 days a week. And when the business was not doing good because the economy turned, I started teaching. And after that, I was coming back to my salon. I was leaving at 10 p.m. every night, Saturday right. or Sunday. It did not make any difference. And in fact, when somebody wanted to see me on a holiday, I would run right into my salon. Well, why would I do that? Because my overhead was at least $5,000 a month and was just the overhead, bare overhead. So you bet I ran into the office.
Yeah. So you personally enrolled 50 people your first year, and you enrolled, right, 50 people or approximately 50 people your second year?
Correct.
And I want to make a footnote about that, because the purpose of these interviews is to give the listeners a road to diamond, a path to diamond, a plan, a strategy, if you will, somewhat of a paint by the numbers. So there's two things that are required to build a successful organization. One is you have to really believe that you can do it. You have to have that motivation. And it's got to be more than desire. It's got to morph into a vision and motivation that where you say to yourself, I'm doing this no matter what. That comes from belief. And the intention of these interviews is for those of you that are listening to get those beliefs from some of the stories that people are telling here. The other piece that you need is you need to be able to take that belief, that fire, that motivation, and channel it into a plan that efficiently has you build rank advance, build the team, create momentum. And I want to point out a statistic that I have uncovered after interviewing hundreds and hundreds of people one-on-one, tens of thousands of people in large groups. This statistic that most, like 90, maybe 95% of the people that have built big teams have personally enrolled 80 to 100 people in a two-year period. It's not always their first 2 years, but it's two consecutive years. In other words, when they actually start for the next 2 years, they go on a personal enrollment campaign that gets that car over the hill, that gets that plane to take off, that overcomes the inertia and creates momentum. And I just want to point out that Kate falls into that group of people that's not an outlier. Some people maybe only sponsored 20 or 30 and did it. Some people have sponsored thousands and done it. But the sweet spot for 90, 95% of the people I've interviewed is 80 to 100 people in a two-year period. And Kate, you did that. And now let's tell people, how long did it take you once you started that personal enrollment campaign to get to silver?
I earned the rank of silver in June of 2012. That would really make a year and a half from enrollment. And part of it is because I was absolutely not paying attention to ranks. And second, we used to have a different plan, pay plan and different structure before. So it took me about 18 months to get to silver.
And I'm looking at your stats here and I see it took you 47 months to get to gold.
Correct.
So 4 years to get to gold, 4.5 years to get to platinum.
Right.
And 6 years to get to diamond.
Correct.
And you personally enrolled about 50 people your first year, about 50 people your second year. And then, true to form, now that your team is getting bigger, you didn't stop personally enrolling, but you scaled it down because obviously you needed to spend a lot of time supporting your team. And you personally enrolled 20 people in year three and year four. And now that you're a diamond, by the way, with 8,000 people on your team, do you still personally enroll?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because it's not just a business. It's a passion. And I could not live with myself not giving somebody the same opportunity. And to give an example, just before we met here online, I actually met with an insurance adjuster. And this lady came to the door and said, "Oh my goodness, what a great smell." So I asked her, "Have you heard of essential oil?" She said, "Yes, I have." So I had to give her a little spiel. And because last year I wrote my first book in Polish about oils for every home, and she happened to be Polish, I gave her the book. And she's very happy that she has something to read. And I still have to meet with her. So that's my follow-up.
All right, Kate, I got to get one of those books because we have a team in Poland.
Yes, I know. And I know your team in Poland.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes, I know Peter. Yes.
All right. Well, we need to get him one of those books for sure.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
So I wanted to give people a couple of other stats that are really important. Kate's ER percentage, 39%. Which is right there at the company average of 40%. What does that mean? If you're new listening to that, that means that of the 8,000 people on her team, she has 39% of them that are on essential rewards or monthly auto ship. And that's the core essence of how you create residual income, asset income in Young Living. And then another key metric is what's the average PV of her members, and that's $139 a month. And she is growing right through Diamond with sales around $500,000 a month on her way to Crown Diamond. So, Kate, tell us, has everything in the last 6, 7, 8 years, has it been smooth sailing? Has it been fun? Has it always been successful? Or have you had some periods of time where you got in a funk, where things didn't go the way you wanted them to go? And if so, how did you get yourself out of that funk?
Nothing is sailing up, and actually it cannot. Imagine having an athlete always performing at its best. They would die within 5 years, I think, because it's impossible to go to that stamina to put all of that and just go up and up and up. Even people who are climbing the mountains, they go up and then they have to go down sometimes just to find a little nook to rest and then go higher again. And business is no different. And my business has not been any different. Stock market is no different. Nothing grows just up except our birthdays, right? Next birthday is plus one. But in life, everything goes up and down and up and down and up and down. The weather, sometimes we have sun, sometimes we have rain. And all of that actually is really needed. In the beginning, when things were not going great, meaning I would put event on and people would not show up or not show up in the numbers that I envisioned, I would get really down. I was feeling sorry for myself. It's like, you know, I'm putting all of this for you and you are not following. It's like, oh my goodness. Until I understood that perhaps this is time to actually reflect. How have I invited them that they didn't show up? Have I changed something? Did I actually modify from the time that it was going so great? Perhaps I need to work on my own humble self. Perhaps I need a little inspiration. Perhaps I'm not it. I need to look for another person that is going to pull me out of that funk. And yes, we like going into a hole and dwell and feel sorry for ourselves until we realize, and it took me realizing, wait a minute, if I am feeling that way and I am already a platinum or I'm already diamond, how does a person feel when they are just starting up? Who are they supposed to look up to? But I have to tell you, my daughter, who is a platinum in Young Living, she's the same one that was 6 when I came to America.
Wow.
She is a great partner to me, not only being the daughter and being a really great friend, but we can talk about stuff, and she's really great at getting out the next training that we listen to, and then we discuss and we talk and we work on our mindset, and nothing but that. I would like to say one little story. When I was working early in my days, and I would put once a week events in my home at my kitchen table, so there would be 12 people, 20 people, 42 people showed up, and my husband was walking around the neighborhood borrowing chairs so we could accommodate everybody. And the following week, 2 people showed up. My daughter, because she was always there, and another friend showed up. And my ego was not liking this. What? Only 2 people showed up? And as I wanted to say it, I didn't finish my sentence, but I wanted to say, I'm not doing this anymore. I stopped myself, like, oh, hey, 2 people showed up. How dare you not giving them attention and what you prepared? Those are the people that need to hear whatever you have prepared for them. So I'm really catching myself now going into another direction versus just feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah, that's beautiful. My wife, Kimmy, what she says to herself whenever things aren't the way she envisioned them being is, well, what's great about this is, and then she fills in the blank. And what's great about having 2 people show up is 2 people showed up.
Correct.
And the last thing they need from you is depression because 40 people didn't show up.
Right. Well, when 42 people showed up, we actually moved our meetings to a hotel, and then that scaled down. And there are various reasons. Chicagoland is a huge place. So for some people, it's not exactly convenient to drive to a certain location, or whatever the reasons are. At that point, we had to charge for our meetings to cover the cost of the room. But no matter what, I look at the situation now and catch myself before I speak it. You know, it's already there, but I catch myself before speaking it. And Marcella Van Harding, she's a Royal Crown Diamond, and she's a really great lady. She has this great way of saying, who would you be without that thought? And that really sticks with me. So I'm living that when I catch myself.
Beautiful. So Kate, what are you up to now? What's next for you? What's working for you? Do you have a particular strategy or plan that you're implementing that's working?
For a while, I got a little bit distracted because there is a group of people that are growing online. So I am going to do the same thing and discover that this is not so easy, because now it's all about relationships, and the relationships online I have is my distributor. So there's nobody else to enroll, and I cannot really talk about my product. I have to talk about me. So I have to learn how to talk about me. But that was a distraction for some time. And I love that social media, because I can get people into my account if they wish, and they can follow. But to me personally, it's not a way to really build the business. But that's for me. I have found people online, and I have this one Silver who is just wonderful. And I met her through Facebook, actually.
Wow, great.
But it's not the norm, I found. It's not the norm. So I still like to do the little meetings, I call them. And people love calling them classes. And I have to tell you, being a teacher, I could not get the word out I'm having an oily class. Because in my mind, having a class means I have to be a professor. So I call them oily meetings. Oily get-togethers, and I would invite people to come and bring others. So I was actually teaching not so much about oils, but about the lifestyle that can be better for your own wellness.
Yeah.
And at the end, I would show them the alternative, how I found. So now I'm still having meetings. Last year was very heavy in traveling, and the travel was to different countries, connecting with the existing and bringing new people in. I did not enroll many people while traveling, as I was really, except those on an airplane, because I do enroll people on an airplane. It's funny, but I really do.
Yeah.
So last year, I've been to 19 different countries, including wow. Europe and Japan and Philippines. So that was really heavy travel. This year, I'm scaling down on traveling, however, still traveling. You know, all those events for Young Living are wonderful, but it's still traveling. I am going to go next month to Brussels for the convention. And right. From there, I'm traveling with my downline, with my friends downline, to Norway, where we are going to have meetings. And they are not big meetings. They are the little meetings that you do at the kitchen table, because that's how you start. And you can really work like that all the time. And then I'm going to go to Poland and have meetings in, I think, 5 to 6 cities. It really depends. I still don't have that all figured out. And remember, I said next month I'm traveling. But I'm still very open to whatever shows up, and we do that. And I'm going to end in Germany, where I have a group as well. And I'm going to do a meeting or two, or how many evolve out of that. Here at home, we do always rallies. We love doing rallies, and we do them cross legs. We love having other leaders come, and we do this as a collaboration, and we absolutely love it. And this coming up Monday, in the next 3 Mondays, so next 3 Mondays, I'm having a weekly meeting in a hotel open to cross legs, and we are just going to be talking about how to experience oils in a fun way.
That's great. I love that plan. Then the most important thing that I heard in there, Kate, that I think would serve people is you and I call them the same thing. I call them weekly get-togethers. Some people call them classes, of course, in Young Living. You're calling them oily get-togethers. But the doesn't matter what you call them. The concept is that in my experience, the best size event to connect with people, not necessarily inspire them, but to connect with people initially, like their first look at what we're doing, is a home event with 6 or 8 or 10 people, where people feel safe and comfortable in somebody's home. Nobody's standing up in front of the room giving a big, you know, high impact presentation. Everybody can just sit around the kitchen table and talk. And those are really powerful. And so how do you grow a big team? Well, I think you might have experienced perhaps not the best way to do it is try to just, you know, grow bigger and bigger and bigger events so you end up in a hotel. But what if you built your weekly get-togethers up to 8 or 10 or 12 people, and then whoever had the most people at your event, they spin off and they start having their own weekly get-together or class, and then they spin off, and 5 years later in Chicagoland, you have 100 weekly get-togethers of 8 or 10 people. That's a really powerful model of duplication.
And we actually do have that.
Yes,
I'm sure. This is wonderful.
Yes. I'm sure you do. And then when you have a rally, well, it's pretty easy to fill the room because you have all these little modules of events growing, and anybody can do an event at their kitchen table. Doesn't cost them any money. They don't have to be a public speaker. They just, you know, serve some zing and tell some stories, right?
Or just water with oil.
Exactly. So, Kate, you're a global Young Living ambassador, and what an extraordinary story of immigration into the United States you have, and a courageous mom. There's a big story there. I think there's got to be a book in your future to tell that story. Those of us that are looking for inspiration and guidance on our road to Diamond, a big share of gratitude for you for sharing with us today. And so those of you that are out there that are looking to get to Diamond, study these calls, listen to them over and over and over again. This is like having a mastermind group of people that have gone to Diamond, Crown Diamond, Royal Crown Diamond, who can sit in your living room or sit at your kitchen table and tell you how they did it and tell you why they did it and tell you how they overcame the obstacles that everybody faces. And that's how you get on your own road to Diamond. So, Kate, thank you so much for sharing today. You're a beautiful spirit with a powerful story. And I'm going to make sure I get some of those books for our team in Poland and maybe send them to your event.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. And, you know, I on my team, I have a lot of immigrants as well, Polish immigrants here from Chicago. Right. And I just love empowering them. Many of the women used to be cleaning ladies and they are no longer cleaning. So that's really beautiful. And one of my students, former students, she paid me the best compliment when she said, because of you, I actually felt that I can be somebody else than cleaning lady. And she is an insurance broker. So that's beautiful.
Very beautiful. Your life is an inspiration. And thank you, Kate. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Road to Diamond. We'll see you at the next interview.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthroughrank.com. We'll see you there.